place it comfortably. So good evening everyone on Zoom, everyone in the room. To give a title to this talk, No Fixed Identity. And my inspiration for talking about this tonight came from reading an article in The Guardian today, the Australian Guardian, you know, the newspaper or digital news. And the title of it was, It is important to recognise trauma, but we should not let it become our entire identity. And it was written by two very senior clinical psychologists, Jill Straker and Jackie Winship. And I found out that they run a practice in the eastern suburbs. But I was immediately drawn to the title, and reading the article I found very, very refreshing, as I thought a very mature way of dealing with trauma, being a victim, being offended, all those kind of things that come up a lot in our culture. And it's got connections to our Zen practice as well. Particularly when they're saying, should recognise trauma, but we should not let it become our entire identity. Mm-hmm. And what they were referring to, and they used like a fictitious example of a man who came to therapy, and he had been victimised in the past, you know, so they were not in any way trying to minimise or ignore the fact that he had been victimised and been traumatised by that victimhood, by being a victim. But then he goes into a relationship, and the woman he's in a relationship with at first feels very privileged, you know, that he's disclosing what happened to him and sharing that sort of vulnerability. But as the relationship goes on, it starts to get a bit tedious, you know, because it goes on and on and on and on. And then at some point she becomes sort of a bit dismissive of it or irritated. And then the man who's been the victim starts to be the persecutor, right? Because he's not being affirmed for the pain that he went through. So he then victimises his partner, you know, by being angry and hostile and so on. And so they very rightly, I believe, that they really, in their commentary on it, very succinctly and better than I would, summarised a lot of my views around working with people around this, where people do create an identity out of their suffering. And one of the things they said about it is that one of the advantages of being in a victim identity is you get sympathy from other people. It can be a constant source of sympathy until I get sick of it. And also you don't have to be quite so accountable because, you know, you've suffered in some kind of way, and so your actions might come out in emotionally dysregulated ways, but you can't help it because you've got an identity as a victim. Mm-hmm. But what they're saying is that regardless of the advantages, the rather superficial advantages, that the advantages that might come from being in a fixed identity as a victim, is that it leads to despair, because that's all you experience then. You are caught in that mentality all the time, and there's no way out of it. You just keep on reinforcing it. And in the course of therapy, with these, I think, two excellent therapists talking about their work, is that this man was able to experience his vulnerability and recognise that he was the victim, but he also was able to gain the insight not to create a fixed identity around it as well. And whether it's to do with our own suffering that we've experienced, and as we've talked about in other Dharma talks, we've all suffered at the hands of other people somewhere along the line, you know, and we probably made other people suffer as well. But when you're in victim identity, you don't see the perpetrating part that you do. If we go back to that little axiom that I mentioned a few weeks ago, that comes from a Jewish rabbi, hurt people, hurt people. Mm-hmm. And round it goes, on an individual level, but also on a group level, tribal level, national level. But when we look at it in a broader sense as well, what other identities do we get fixated on? So being a victim is just one of many. Mm-hmm. What if I get fixated on the identity of being a Zen teacher? Problematic, right? Or someone else, a doctor, do you know, or a CEO, do you know, or a great musician or a great artist. Whatever it is you fix your identity on, it's not to say you don't play out those roles in your life, but that's very different. But as soon as you get caught in any fixed identity beyond victimhood, then you're in delusion. Mm-hmm. You really are. Because you narrow yourself down to a certain way you have to be in all situations. But it's a very difference between playing a role and then over-identifying with it. Like in this context here, I am a teacher. I am a Zen teacher here. I'm not in other situations. In other situations, you might be a parent. In others, you're not. Sometimes you're a leader. Sometimes you're a follower. What happens if you try to be the leader all the time? Right? Creates problems for people and for yourself. Or you get into being an identity of someone who's right all the time. God forbid, you know? What kind of problems does that create, you know? So it doesn't matter what identity that you fixate on, it's all delusional. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it, look at us the way that animals probably look at us, they look at us and they don't see, you know, a CEO or a doctor or a psychologist or a teacher or whatever it might be. Think of your pets, you know, when your pets look at you, all they care about is whether you feed them and scratch their ears and take them for a walk. They don't care who you are. They don't have any conceptual idea of what your status is, you know, or what your certain identity is. They don't care. Mm-hmm. And it's useful to think of that in that way because, like, say, take dogs, for instance. They, as far as we know, they don't think abstractly like we do. But they're just kind of in the moment through their senses and everything. Mm-hmm. And if we could, in some ways, practicing Zen is becoming really, really dumb, right? It's that you don't caught up in that abstract thinking all the time. And you just see things as they actually are. And that's part of the insight that comes through practice when you're not caught in this conceptual web all the time, you know. Then you see yourself as just a person who's walking down the street, you know, washing the dishes, you know, or doing the shopping or laughing, you know, or playing a game, whatever. That's all you are. And there's nothing else added on top of it. And to be able to see through that so clearly is a sense of freedom. That's where the freedom comes from, to be no fixed identity at all. So it's true of victimhood, as these two excellent therapists are suggesting in this article. From Zen perspective, it's true for any identity that we get stuck in.